Are you looking to make some change this year in your business and maybe your life? If you are, then maybe we should have a chat. You can head on over to speaktopete.com and book in a chat with me, and we'll see if we're a right fit. Usually is around improving your communication, improving your process management, and improving your accountability within your business so that we can take away some of the frustration and give you back more freedom. Isn't that why you got into business in the first place? So head on over to speaktopete.com and let's have a chat.
I asked them, what do you want to fix? What do you love? What really makes you angry? And the anger one really works because it's like, oh yeah, I hate it when they're charging those fees to that clients that don't deserve it. I'm like, there we go.
That's the target.
And then the main challenge that I also encounter is you may have passion, you know, with the leader. The leader may be passionate and they are great at that, but they lack the communication.
Yeah. How to share the passion, right?
Right. And they forget to actually remind it to a team and work with them about it.
Yeah.
And once you light them up, it's going to go that much faster for you too. But they have to share that passion with you and you have to show them why you chose it.
Are you making every decision in your business? Maybe feeling a little overworked and overwhelmed? Do you ever wish you had someone to go over the big decisions and entrepreneurial choices you had to make? Well, maybe this sounds familiar. Your partner at home doesn't want to hear about business anymore, and your friends don't know what the heck you're talking about. And maybe your team at work, well, even though you have an open door policy, they're not always as open as you'd like them to be. Well, there's good news. I have room for two more one-on-one coaching clients next quarter. And, you know, here's how it works. We'll get together on Zoom either every week or every second week to discuss the strategies and frameworks that will clarify your thinking and advance your business and entrepreneurial life. It's all about the five P's: your promise, your product, your process, your people, and your profit. Once they're better aligned, you'll enjoy a better life and business. Remember, you own your business and it shouldn't own you. It's time to reduce the frustrations and increase the freedoms. So if this sounds interesting, go to simplifyingentrepreneurship.com/call to book a freedom call with me and we'll see if we're a right fit. Hey, it's Pete, and welcome to another edition of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast. We're here to help you cut through the chaos of running a business and transforming your frustrations into freedoms. Today, I had the opportunity to speak with Alejandra Slatopolsky, and she owns a business called Scalto. She works all around marketing and scaling up and helping entrepreneurs with their strategy, entrepreneurial journeys, all sorts of different things around growing their business through marketing. She works in fintech, law, technology, all sorts of different things. She's going to share with us some cool stories about a few of the clients that she's worked with, helping them scale some of their business and helping them with their customer journey along the way. So let's dig into it with Alejandra. Hi, Alejandra. Welcome to the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast.
Hi, Peter. Great to see you again.
Yes, absolutely. And as we're recording this, I know we did one together on your podcast, The Biz of Wealth, and that one is going live here too. And I'm excited to have a follow-up conversation and introduce you to my audience as well.
Yeah, you actually went live today.
Yeah, that's great. I'm excited today to talk to you around scaling. I mean, scaling is such an important piece of growth for your business. And our audience consists of entrepreneurs who are always looking to grow their business too. So I think this will be a cool conversation around scaling today. And, you know, one of the things that we were chatting just before we hopped on was this idea how you've kind of flipped around some of the ways that you are working with people and looking at things around the top of the funnel marketing to the whole customer as far as that journey goes. And why don't we get into that? Because that sort of gets us into why you want to start with that before you look at the things that you need to scale up to.
Exactly. So my background, I used to be a journalist and then I delved into marketing. And whenever you think of marketing, most organizations think of lead generation.
Yeah.
Right. So marketing is associated with anything that happens in terms of social media, advertising, generating new leads, etc. Throughout my history as a marketer, what I found was that the organizations that had the best client experience were actually the ones that had the most growth. So how do you do client experience when, and I'm specialized in service-based companies, how do you make client experience scalable? And how do you make sure that your marketing doesn't end in your lead generation? And that's the customer journey. Personally, I had this great experience with a mortgage company.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking for a mortgage for my home, and I was emailing people asking for referrals, and they would send me some people that I knew. They would send me like, okay, just, contact this guy or that guy. And then those guys would tell me, yeah, just email me all your information and I'll, I do a pre-approval, whatever. And I am pretty conscious about data management and about, processes, etc. And I would have to actually follow up on those guys asking, hey, what's going on with my pre-approval? Like, one day I got tired of it and I actually Googled and these guys showed up. It's called Rocket Mortgage now, I think. It was many years ago. And they have this platform. And on the platform, they pre-approved you. And then the platform was amazing. They had like every single step of the way. What was going to happen? They anticipated the moves. I was able to upload my documents and they would approve or not approve and send you feedback. And the best part was that every step of the way, every time I uploaded a document, they would call me. Say, no, did you understand what you're doing? You need any help? Everything is okay. This is what's going to happen next. Those guys got, I lost count of how many recommendations from me. Awesome. For other clients, right?
Yeah, because of their great communication and their follow-up and all the stuff that takes you down that journey, right?
Exactly. And the integration between the tools of technology and the human touch and the hand-holding. They were able to establish a system that was scalable using technology, but using humans too.
I like that.
So that's the key, right? You have to be able to identify your process so that it's scalable, but it also has a human touch. Because really, like, technology platforms go only this far. You know, there is a need for human connection. We learned that through the pandemic too. You know, we learned to use the platforms, but we still want to be able to ask people questions. That's the key to customer experience. That's the key to client services, etc. So that made me think a lot. And I said, no, it's not just about getting the leads. I actually had another client that we did, an amazing Google AdWords campaign. They got, they were an investment fund and they got almost at least 600 leads, which for them was more than they had ever had in the whole history of the fund. They could not handle them. So that's why my approach is, okay, yes, you need some leads to feed into the system, but there are a ton of leads that are throughout your journey that are actually cheaper for you. And that's why I always tell CEOs, these leads are cheaper. They like that.
Yeah.
It's cheaper to get a lead that is farther down your customer journey or getting a referral than getting a new lead. So that marketing money that you put into buying that many Google ads.
Yeah.
See how much money you can put into improving the customer experience.
Yeah, I love that. And in the way you look at things is that there are different levers that enable scalability and stuff like that. And I'm assuming that, these automations and these integrations with the human connection and what's triggering what, when do we pull this lever and push that one in order to make those happen? Are you working through that with your clients? And what are some of the other examples that you have that enable scalability on those frameworks?
So we view scalability from a marketing communications and branding standpoint as having three levers. One is the business strategy. Mm-hmm. You have to have a very clear value proposition that your whole team stands behind it. So the early days, Zappos was one of the first ones to really focus on that. And they grew because of that, right?
Yeah.
They were like, okay, this is our culture. This is what we believe in. And what we believe in comes before our product. So we really focus on that business, you know, core and the business strategy and the go-to-market strategy and what space you're going to occupy in your market. And then, just then, we go into your marketing communications messaging. Is your brand communicating, speaking, and visually what you want to communicate?
Yeah.
So if, you know, you look like a kid and talk like a little old man, it's not going to be consistent. It's going to distract your consumer and it's not going to work. So make sure that what you do, what you say, and how you look are the same.
So important. And I've got my own framework around this sort of stuff too. And we call it the promise. Having that promise in alignment and living and aligning everything to that promise, what you're promising your clients in order to deliver that. The language, the communication, all of your frameworks, all of those experiences that you were just chatting about, you know, it's such an important piece of the puzzle. And how often do you find that there are misalignments when you're starting to work with a client where, you know, that kind of stuff isn't quite aligned? Because I find that a lot where, and they're like, oh, we've always done it that way. And it's like, well, maybe we need to change a few things just because you've always done it that way. Because it's when you don't have that full alignment, it just doesn't seem to happen. And they're sort of caught with the blinders on and feeling as though they should continue to do it the way they've done it. And how do you get people through that? This episode of the Simplifying Entrepreneurship Podcast is brought to you by Zhutopia.ca. We're always helping our clients look great and feel fantastic. With the heat, you can free your feet with some of the awesome sandals from names you know and love, like Birkenstock, Keen, and Mephisto. Of course, we have you covered for the casual and athletic needs, too. Guests like you are at the very heart of Zhutopia. Stop in for a visit or drop in on Zhutopia.ca. We're currently only shipping to Canadian addresses.
I have a friend that, well, professional, but, you know, we've worked together for many years in different capacities. And I was helping him with his organization and working with his partner too the other day, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And I was asking him why. And sometimes, like, his partner was like, come on, you want me to say I love nature and I want to make the world, like, he was like, yeah. we have that kind of relationship. And I'm like, well, but I need to get to why you started this. I asked them, what do you want to fix? What do you love? What really makes you angry? And the anger one really works because it's like, oh yeah, I hate it when they're charging those fees to that clients that don't deserve it. I'm like, there we go.
That's the target.
And then the main challenge that I also encounter is you may have passion, you know, with the leader. The leader may be passionate and they are great at that, but they lack the communication.
Yeah. How to share the passion, right?
Right. And they forget to actually remind it to the team and work with them about it.
Yeah.
And once you light them up, it's going to go that much faster for you too. But they have to share that passion with you and you have to show them why you chose it.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, we certainly work with similar clients in that state. I mean, it's one of those things. It's communicating. I think like the biggest job of the leader today is really just to continuously communicate that promise, right? So that everybody around them knows, their clients, their team, their wholesalers and suppliers, all the other people that are helping them deliver that. I mean, such a big piece, because without that communication, nobody knows how to scale. Yeah, nobody knows what they're working towards, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's the big thing, is having this thing so that everybody knows and it's so communicated that we can align all these scaling levers so that it's going to accomplish it.
Completely agree. And also accepting that you will have to accept that not everybody will buy that.
Yeah.
That they will not grab your vision and go with it because they may not see it.
Yeah.
So there are like unicorn leaders that inspire everybody.
Yeah.
You know, 99.9% of leaders are not that. You know, you will inspire some and some others are going to be, yeah, that's fine. I just want to make my payroll. I just want the check at the end of the month. And then your work would be to try to differentiate those. And and Scalto, we always say is aces in their places. And yeah. For that, we actually use I think we spoke about this, the EOS philosophy, right? You want to make sure that they get the role they want it and they understand it, right? And that they understand the vision behind it. So yes, it is about inspiring everybody, but I think it's also accepting that you're not everybody's cup of tea and you're never going to be.
Yeah, I like that too. What are the main issues that you've encountered around scaling over the years when you're working with these people? Like what one or two or three of the main things that you've encountered in almost every time? It's like, we just got to get through this.
Client experience, definitely. How to handle leads and how to follow up with leads. Mm-hmm. A lot of my organizations lack the patience, accepting that, for example, most products require many touch points before you convert. That's one thing that I think they find it hard. Mostly if you're a startup or if you're, you know, in mid-growth, seeing those numbers and accepting that some services have longer sales cycle and a lot of more touch points. That's one thing. And putting the processes and in people in place for that. That's one very important thing. And then the other one is not doing a better job of getting more business from existing clients.
Yeah.
That's 90% of companies.
Crazy, eh?
Yes.
We already have them, yet we're not giving them what they want from us.
And that's part of what we were talking about before we hit the call, the productization of services. Mm-hmm. When you approach your services with a clear structure that's internal and for clients, there is a path for growth for them that you can establish and show them. And that would make it easier to grow with them. A lot of consultants just open the doors and say, I'll do whatever you need. And there is no like clear path and they let the client drive the direction of the consulting process.
Yeah.
And if you switch that around, both for services, I've been doing it for a cybersecurity company too.
Yeah, awesome.
If you switch that around and tell them, hey, this is a process we follow, then you can grow the relationship with them, driving that relationship.
Yeah, I love that. And that brings us sort of to the end of our conversation. Time goes quick here on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast. And I appreciate the time you spent with us here today. I want to get everybody a chance to find out how to learn more about you. And, you know, I'll certainly put links for everything in our notes as well as your podcast, thebizofwealth.com that we chatted about a little bit earlier. But if they want to learn more about your business and you, how do they get a hold of you, Alejandra?
So our website is scalto.com, but I'm the only Alejandra Zlatapolsky in the world. So it's really easy to just Google me and find me on LinkedIn, Twitter, etc.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for spending some time with me today. And I'm sure our listeners are going to love this one.
Thank you, Peter.
Well, thanks for spending some time with Alejandra and I today on the Simplifying Entrepreneurship podcast. And think about how you can look at your customer journey. Do you have all of those things in line? Have you followed all the process from when somebody reaches out to you who doesn't know anything about you and first interacts with your business all the way down to making the sale and then through the sale and after the sale? Have you outlined that process? Have you got it all figured out, like she was talking about with that one mortgage company, that kind of each step of the way, when you did this, it triggers that. When you do this, it triggers that. Have you worked through all those things? And if you haven't, think about a few of the areas that you can increase this. And think about, you know what, we don't always have to be driving for that new client. There's so much left on the table from our existing client base. What more do they want from us? And what other journeys are they wanting us to fulfill for them? What can we do within our capabilities? You know, all of that sort of stuff. So as I mentioned, I'll put all of Alejandra's links and content into the show notes as well. And remember, you own your business. It shouldn't own you. Always remember that clarity creates confidence and confidence ignites momentum. And some of these things really will give you confidence. If you map out that journey, if you work through these things that we're talking about on the podcast each week, If you like the podcast, please share it with your friends and subscribe to our Simplifying Entrepreneurship YouTube channel as well. I'd love your feedback in the comments. I'm interested to hear about future topics that you'd like me to cover or even future guests you'd like to hear from. You can help me out by subscribing to the podcast on Spotify or Apple and rating and reviewing this episode with an up to a 5-star review. Contact me on LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. The links are in the show notes as well. And lastly, you can check out my website at more.coach. That's MOHR.COACH. And until next time, make it a great day.
An Ironic Media production. Visit us at ironicmedia.com.